the Lord. Rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us, let it rise. The glory of the Lord.
The songs, let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Amen. That means somebody ought to be giving God praise. Amen. Has he been a good God? I just have to ask the question. Has he been a good God? Has he been a real good God? And we ought to give God some praise in here this morning. Amen. For surely he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, and for they allowed us to get out of our beds this morning. They allowed us to have the abilities that we need to have a normal day. And Master, we want to say thank you, because there are those who wanted to get up this morning but couldn't. There are those who wanted to get up this morning but never will. But you allowed us to be able to come out to your house of worship to sit into your presence and to give you praise. While we are here, give us what we need to be better. Give us what we need to be stronger. Give us what we need to be what you have called us to be in the kingdom of God. Give us all that we need. Feed us, nurture us, strengthen us. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let the heart say amen. Amen. We now have our opening hymn, hymn coming from 378.
Good morning, church. Good morning and welcome to the men of community. We look forward to the first fourth Sunday when you step into our building and into this house of the Lord with us, and we praise God for your voices this morning. We thank you for being with our men that sure enough know how to sing. So we thank you for being in the choir stand this morning. Today is the Sunday after Easter, and we are still rejoicing over the living cross. It was such a special time for us to share together last Sunday. It was a blessing for everybody to be here, and we are still rejoicing about the beautiful performance that they gave us on last Sunday. Church, this morning we have some very special guests with us, all of our guests. Every time you come, you're all special guests. But this morning we have some very special guests with us this morning, sharing in this order of service with us, and I'm sure they're going to continue to come in. I would like to acknowledge them at this time. We are delighted to have the members of Pastor Robinson's Omega Psi Phi chapter visiting with us today. It Sigma Phi's 98th chapter anniversary. President Thaddeus Williams and other members are excited to worship with us this morning. And yes, we have our very own Curtis Stewart sitting up there on the front row with his new blazer on this morning. And we just praise God for the Omegas. I'm going to ask Vice President Jason Moore if you will come forward and greet us this morning, please.
Good morning, church.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'd like to say first, thank you to God, head of our life. I'd like to say thank you to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior. Say thank you to the Reverend, Brother Robinson, and in the congregation today. Like she spoke, this is the 98th anniversary for Sigma Phi Chapter of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. We are grateful and thankful for y'all allowing us to be here this morning. We'd like to also thank you for the service and the sermon that's going to come this morning, and we just want to say thank you for having us.
Amen. I gotta say this, it's really nice to have a young vice president of that chapter. Praise God for you. Good morning and amen. Church, I don't have to ask you if you enjoyed the church picnic on yesterday, because I know you did. Thanks to everyone who donated, everybody who cooked, set up, filled up on the delicious food, cleared up. I could go on and on this morning, but that Boston butt and the fried fish, let me go there with that. It was the hit of the day. The entire meal was a feast for sore eyes to observe. And the desserts, oh my God. All I wanted to say is just thank you, thank you, thank you. The games, the gifts, okay, the bingo, let me go there. The gifts and the special treats for the children just added what we needed for fun. We had a record number in attendance on yesterday for fun, fellowship, and enjoyment. And I know, let me say this morning, I know you can't wait for next year for that fried chicken and that Boston butt and the fish. I know you can't wait. Daryl Singfield, we want to say to you, thank you for heading this up for us and for doing just what you do. You're a good Omega man. I guess Omega Day. Okay, we're good. Church, on Wednesday evening, Bible study is going to continue as it has been. Pastor Robinson invites you to attend Wednesday evening Bible study as we complete part two of the last seven statements Jesus made from the cross. If you're wondering about the handouts and how you're going to study for it, it's on the church website. So all you've got to do is just go to the church website and you'll find it there. Felicia Gamble. Let me talk about Felicia Gamble for just a second before I continue. Felicia Gamble is home resting well. I spoke with her this morning, could hardly get her off the phone. She asked me to ask you to keep her in her prayers. The surgery went well while she recovers. She plans to be back with us next Sunday. And she said that she knows it was the prayers that got her through everything that she needed to go through with. And she's going to talk to us about going through and coming out on the other side. So this week, and as always and today, keep Alicia in your thoughts and prayers. church today, immediately following service, Kalea Brooks and Carmelo Hicks are scheduled to be baptized at Hutchinson Street Baptist, Missionary Baptist Church. We're going to go there, and we're going to start promptly at 1 o'clock p.m. So if your schedule allows you to do so, we're going to leave here, go to Hutchinson Street for a wonderful baptism and celebrate the new members of our church and praise God. So we're going to do that. Before I continue, Deacon Scott has asked for just a moment, and that's Deacon Scott from Community United Church.
Good morning, Saints.
Good morning,
good morning Saints.
Good morning.
I just would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to thank Pastor Robertson, First Lady, the leadership of this church, and the whole body for your prayers, for your support, flowers, everything that you did in support of us having a homegoing celebration for one of my younger brothers that we buried about 3 weeks ago. And I also want to give a special thanks to this man right here. He showed up in Evergreen, Alabama on behalf of this church and this male course to show the support. And I just want you all to know from the bottom of my heart that the Scott family thank you for that. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Deacon Scott. Graduations, new jobs, and folks moving. I'm going to say it again. Graduations, new jobs, and folks moving. The Alabama State University will honor the class of 2025 as they graduate on Friday, May 2nd, stepping out and moving on. Several of the college students that have been visiting with us on a regular basis, and we see them when they come in church with us, and they get in here, and they get in their pews, and they worship with us. Several of them will be graduating, and they will also be moving on, and we will be missed, but they're going to be leaving us to make the world a better place. Isis, I want to see if I'm saying this correct. Yes, Isis Scott sent us an invitation to let us know. Isis, stand up so that they may see you, because you're totally beautiful and way better. Thank you for standing. She sent us an invitation to let us know that she's graduating in this class and that she's going to be matriculating and moving on. So, Isis, we're going to hear from you a little bit later. Okay, so we thank you for standing. And then Chandler Brown, who's been coming with us, who has that smile, and who's been here on Sundays, she wants to share just briefly with us something very special about what she's going to be doing, what God has done for her, and where God is going to take her. So, Sham, come on, talk to us this morning.
Good morning, church. My name is Chandler Brown. Here we go. I'm a graduating senior, so I'll also be graduating on Friday with Isis, but Pastor just wanted me to share a few things with you all. About a month ago, I had the opportunity to travel to Salvador Bahia, Brazil. It's always been a dream of mine to go there, but I got to go there on a study abroad that was fully funded by Alabama State University, and I pretty much got to look at the interconnectedness of the African diaspora. So how we got dropped off here by the English, the Portuguese dropped us off there. So I learned a lot there. I learned a lot about the culture, and I did a cultural immersion trip there. So it was awesome. I wanted to share that with you guys. And from just kind of all I've done in school, I actually just got offered to work at Yale School of Medicine, so I'll be starting there June 1st. And yeah, I'll be graduating on Friday. Thank you.
Get to go to Yale every day, church. Now let me just go there with this. You do not get to go to Yale every day from the Alabama State University. We're so proud of you. We're proud of you, too. We're going to celebrate you next, and you can tell us what you would be doing. We're going to be doing this in segments. I understand you're not leaving until May, and so we'll have you with us for a while, and we'll do this as we matriculate and go through our services. You can come to us and continue to tell us all the good things that you're going to be doing. Y'all, I'm going to say this. God is good. You say it all the time. Shalotta Wilkerson. All right, let me just keep moving. She's not here. with us this morning, but Lord, y'all know we don't want to call her the Cheesecake Queen, but she is indeed the Cheesecake Queen. I mean, she really is. Shalotta's moving, church. She was displaced from a job. God blessed her with another job. So she's going to Columbus, Georgia. She's going to Columbus, Georgia to work. There is still good news. I want all of you to hear this with me. When she cried with me and she talked to me and we prayed together, she said, Moderator Fornes, I'm still going to be coming to Montgomery Church. She said, because First Church is my church. So I wanted to share that with you all this morning. And we are so delighted that she's going to be doing something new, leaving us but coming back to us. And she showed out yesterday at the picnic. Let me say that she did. All right, church, I'm finished. I told Pastor we were going to be a little longer this morning, and we are, but and we've got to get out, and we've got things to do at 1 o'clock today. But as always, I leave you with the thought for the week so you don't get away from this and you get your thought for the week. Church, I want all of you to hear this thought for the week because it's dear to my heart, and I want you to hear this. Everybody in here, I want you to be like a tree planted by the water. And if there's no water planted by your tree, I want you to shine. I want you to prosper. If you're in a fraternity, I just don't want you to show up for meetings and do nothing. If you're in this church, I just don't want you to show up at the church and do nothing. On your job, I don't want you to just show up and do nothing. In your family and in your life, I don't want you to just show up and do nothing. I want you to be like a tree planted by the river of the water. That means you can prosper. That means you can run, and that means that you can grow. Have a wonderful week, church.
Come on, come on, come on. Can we give the Holy Spirit a hand clap of praise? Come on, y'all. Come on, let's give it up now. I can't do this song with you all sitting down out there with your praise folded up. I need y'all to open up your praise. Come on, if you're able to stand to your feet, come on and stand to your feet. Come on and praise in the Lord. When I looked over there and I saw all that purple over there, I thought for sure I was looking at black and old gold. But Alpha Phi Alpha. But those are a great group of men over there. Come on, put your hands together. Anybody want a little cooling water? Anybody want a little cooling water? All right, all right. Yeah. Ooh. Let me say this one thing. My soul was sinking in a wind of sin, but grace and mercy, it took me in.
muddy pond to be baptized.
In the water.
Took me down
in the water
to be baptized.
In the water.
Let me tell you
in the water.
What happened to me.
In the water.
They baptized me
in the water.
In the name of the Father.
In the water.
They baptized me
in the water.
In the name of the Son.
In the water.
They baptized me
in the water.
In the name of the Holy Ghost.
In the water.
That ain't all, y'all. When I came up
water,
out that water,
water,
I had love all in my heart. Another thing, y'all, I had joy all in my heart. Changed my mind. I didn't wanna just live. I wanted something that I could give. How about you today? Praise God. In the water, anybody here
is God
gonna praise Him.
For the water,
anybody here
is God
gonna praise Him.
For the water,
for that water,
in the water.
You find deliverance
in the water.
In that water,
in the water.
You find love
in the water.
In the water,
in the water.
You find joy
in the water.
In the water,
in the water.
In the water,
in the water.
In the water.
In the water,
in the water,
in the water,
cooling water,
in the water,
cooling water,
cooling water,
cooling water from Grandma's well.
Amen. Cooling water from Grandma's well. Amen. Anybody know about that spring of water that bubbles up on the inside? That water that'll feed you and nourish you for all the days of your life. That water that would never go away. That water that would never leave you by yourself. That water that covers you, keep you, and wash you clean of all of your sin. Somebody don't know what I'm talking about, because nobody has raised their hand and said, thank you, God, yet. That water was given to you and you didn't even ask for it. That water blessed you when you didn't deserve to be blessed. That water kept you when you didn't deserve to be kept. That water is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody ought to give Him some praise in here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. I don't know about you, but I get stirred up when I think about who my God is. And when I look back over my life and see all the things that He's brought me out of and pulled me through. Even when I did not deserve to be pulled through, but He blessed me anyway. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Because somebody have received blessings that you did not deserve. Hallelujah. I'm about to start preaching already. Amen. 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 I can feel Him in my spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you this morning, Master, to say thank you. For we know that you are present here. And we can feel your presence. We can feel your power. We can feel your love. And Master, we know that because you are here, surely love is here. And that love that suffers everything. That love that covers everything. That love that makes us better than what we are. Because it's your blood that covers us because of your love. We come this morning to say thank you. For Master, we have many needs in this house today. We don't have to share our needs with anybody. And we don't even have to vocalize our needs to you. Because the Bible says that you look at the heart of man. You know what's on our inside. You know what's in our minds. You know what we're thinking. You know what concerns us. You know what we're worrying about. You know, Master, those things that trouble our spirit. And then the word not only say that you know those things, but then you'll act as an intercessor on our behalf. When we don't know what to pray for, and when we don't know when to pray, the Bible shares with us that you will take what's in us before the Lord and intercede on our behalf. So we come this morning to say thank you for your intercession. Thank you for your love. Thank you for you being our God. And thank you for you meeting every last one of our needs. We thank you, Master, for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. It's in your Son Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let the heart say, amen. 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 We ask now that the officers will come for the purpose of tithing and offering. Father God, we come now to say thank you for these gifts that have been given here today, Master. And we pray that we use them to uplift your kingdom so man will see that you yet still have all power. We ask now in these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen. Anybody here want two wings? I'm not talking about two Popeye chicken wings. I'm talking about two wings. So when our Father comes back and he splits the sky, and he stands on the Mount of Olives. Anybody want two wings? Apparently y'all don't hear me. Anybody want to be able to meet their master in the sky? When he come home, and then you can go home where you can rest for the rest of your days. No more problems, no more cares of the world, but you can go and be without. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Two wings. Amen. Bud, you better be glad y'all cut that off. I'm about to take that from you. That's one of my songs there. No, no, no. Amen. We'll be in here for another 45 minutes if I take it. Amen. Because I'm going to sing the whole song. Amen. Because that song is about a miracle that happened in that man's life. When the doctor told him he'd never be able to walk again, had holes in his hip. And when he went back for his next exam, they asked him, what did he do? And he said, what? He said, the holes are gone. Say what? Say, the holes are gone. How do you heal holes in bones? Nobody can close a hole in a bone but Jesus. Somebody ought to give God some praise in here. Amen. 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 Let me get on to my message. I'm stirred up now. Amen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with me, turn to John chapter 21, verses 15 through 17. And I'm going to try to cut this down because we have 15 minutes. So forgive me if I don't get to some of it. And we'll just have a part two. But we have to go over to Hutchinson to do God's work, amen? Amen. To baptize two of our new souls coming into the fold, amen. Amen. And if they would please stand there sitting in the rear of the church, if you two please would stand so they would see you, amen. Give God a hand clap of praise, amen. Amen. We're looking for great things to come out of both of them. Amen. Amen. John chapter 21, verses 15 through 16, and it reads, so when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lamb. He said unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. The third time he said unto him, the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Amen. Amen. For a few moments, I want to talk with you, and this come out of one of our Bible study classes. The students asked me if I would preach this. I said, I would try to do my best, but that's hard to preach something that takes 4 weeks and 30 minutes. But I'll do my best. We want to talk about the great question of a disciple's love and devotion. By us just now coming out of dealing with the resurrection, we know the love of the Redeemer. We know the amount of love that the Redeemer has for us. But the question is, how much love do you have for him? It is my hope that when I read that text, it did something in your spirit. And I pray that that something in your spirit began to stir. Because I want you to look at your relationship with Jesus. What place do you find yourself with Jesus? So as we go through this sermon, wherever you see Peter's name, put your name there. And ask yourself, how strong is my love for him? Am I devoted to him like he is devoted to me? And then ask yourself, is it possible for me to love him as much as he loves me? I think these are very valid questions for a Christian. As the moderator said, you don't want to come to church and do nothing. Why come to church and sit and do nothing when God has so much for you to do? All of us have a purpose in the kingdom of God. You may not know what your purpose is now, but it's a good opportunity for you to ask God, what is my purpose in your kingdom? What is there for me to do? Why am I coming every Sunday? Amen. I pray you're not just coming to sit and hear good news and go out and take that good news and don't share it with anybody. If so, you are hoarding the word of God, which means you're making it null and void, have no power. When the word of God has all the power we need in this world to make this world a better place. So ask yourself, do I love him like he loves me? When we look at this text, we understand that agape love is involved in this text. So that leads us to ask the theological question, can man give agape love? Agape love is that unconditional love, that love that's not earned. It's not something that you deserve. It's a gift from God. Agape love cannot be bought. It can't be sold. It can only be given. And it only be given by God. So the question once again is, can man give agape love if it can only be given by God? When we look at this text, we see that Jesus does a few things. One of the things that he do here is he restored Peter back to his position. Amen. A leadership with the disciples. For those of us who are biblical scholars, we know that Jesus had already met with Peter privately and restored Peter. But he had to do it publicly now to validate Peter's leadership amongst the disciples.
Yes. Amen. Right.
And not so much for Peter, but for the things that were about to come into the church. The church needed to have a strong leader, so he chose Peter to be that strong leader. If anybody knows about Peter's character, it wasn't the best character. But God chose him anyway.
Amen.
Because God loved Peter.
Yeah.
I hope you heard me earlier when I said to put your name there. Because all of us have character flaws.
Yeah.
All of us have issues, but God yet. Still love us all.
Amen.
This same Peter who he is now making a leader of the church is that same Peter who cussed people out to say that he didn't follow Jesus. The same Peter who cut off a man's ear, that's same Peter who was boastful and proud. But yet and still, Jesus chose Peter to make him a leader. In other words, he loved him so much he looked past his flaws.
Yes, yes, yes.
Somebody ought to be giving God some praise here.
Because
God loved you so much that he looked past all of your faults, all of your shortcomings. Somebody ought to be giving him some praise because you know what you've done. You know what you're doing. But yet and still, God looked past your faults.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I'm glad he looked past mine.
Amen.
Because I'm not worthy to be a preacher. I'm not worthy to be a pastor. But by the blessings of God, y'all don't understand what I'm trying to tell you. I am what he called me to be. And then secondly, he shared the true mission of the church. He shared the true mission by asking these questions, because each time he told Peter to do something specifically, he says, care for and feed my flock.
Amen.
In other words, he says to empower and strengthen the people who attend service. Our job is to empower each other, lift each other up, make each other better. Sometimes that's a hard thing, because you have to point out flaws. Sometimes you have to point out what someone is lacking. But you must do it in love. Jesus is saying that when you do those things, do it in love, so that your brother can receive it. So that your brother and sister can become better because of it. Listen, I remember when I was over at Hutchinson, we had a large number of young ladies who were coming to church from the university, the one that B calls D, Alabama State University. Hey, man, I don't have no problem with that, but I did go to Troy. But once again, that's a problem. That's a good problem. But the young ladies were coming to church, and they were not dressing appropriately. And I said, well, I could say something to them, but they would never take it the right way, because it's coming from a man. So I asked the older lady, I said, if you would, please, take some time and go down to my Bible study class with the college students and talk to the young ladies and tell them and teach them how to be ladies.
Yes, Lord.
We had 2,000 members of that church. And I would guarantee you probably 1,200 to 1,300 of them were women. Ask me how many women came down there to talk to them. Not one. But if you love someone, you will show them the right way, even if it's a difficult thing to do. God showing Peter, Jesus showing Peter the right way was a difficult thing, but he had to do it for the kingdom of God. So he posed the questions in a manner that made Peter uncomfortable. You're not growing if you're not uncomfortable.
Amen.
If you're comfortable, you're not growing. If you're real comfortable where you're at, or where you are, you need to change places. You need to move somewhere else, because you're no longer growing. And Jesus understood this. He made Peter uncomfortable on purpose, because he needed to get something out of Peter. In other words, he make you uncomfortable on purpose in order to get something out of you. That's something that he's trying to get out of you, he placed it in you. He knows what's in you. So he'll do something to make you uncomfortable to make what's in you come out of you. Somebody ought to give God some praise. He made Peter uncomfortable so that he can make Peter understand that there were some people that I needed you to touch. He says, in my congregation, there are two kinds of people. There are lambs and there are sheep. The ones who are beginning, young, Christians, children, maybe special need people, people who need more attention. And then he says there are sheep who are mature, been working for God for a long time, who's been on the battlefield for a long time. But what he was trying to get Peter to understand, yet and still, I need you to reach them too. Because none of us know it all. None of us will ever know it all until we go to the other side. He made Peter uncomfortable
so he can get him to understand. He needed him to reach people, and he needed him to reach them in love. Amen. Now, there are several types of love that I'm not going to go into today because I don't have that kind of time. Amen. But what I will share with you is this, that when you show the love of God, children of God, whatever your name is, when you show the love of God, when you forgive someone who's attacked you, when you not slap somebody back who's attacked you, when you did not fight back when somebody misused you, when you did not manipulate somebody who you know was manipulating you, when you turned the other cheek and showed love instead of anger, show love instead of divisiveness, show love instead of attacking, the Bible says then you are offering up agape love.
Amen.
The only time you are able to give someone agape love is when you do what God tells you to do. That's difficult.
Amen.
That's right. When you do what God tells you to do, that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When you do what God tells you to do, that's move God's kingdom forward because you act like God in that situation. Mm-hmm. The Bible says here's the praise. The Bible says that when you do this, people of the world know that Jesus did come. Mm-hmm. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
When you're out in public and you show love to a brother who didn't show you love, the Bible said when somebody is watching you, because you better believe they are watching you,
amen,
and they see that love you show when it wasn't easy to show love, the Bible said at that point, you resembles Jesus. Somebody ought to give God some praise. And when you resemble Jesus, the Bible says that makes you perfect. Now, you're not perfect all the days of your life, but in moments, you can be perfect. So when you leave here today, go show somebody love. That neighbor that gets on your nerves, show them love. That family member who you know won't do right, show them love.
Yeah.
That friend who cussed you out last night, show them love.
Man.
And let's be honest, that church member that upset you on yesterday,
show
them some love. And the Bible says you then become perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Can man become like God? In moments, we can. We are not perfect, but we can have moments of righteousness. The Bible says that when we do that, we actually look. Let me get you to understand how important this is. You actually solidify that Jesus came. Not only that he came, but he was the Son of God, and that he died for all of our sins. If you don't believe me, go and read John chapter 17.
Amen.
The Lord's Prayer, where he teaches that people will know that God did send him by the way that brothers and sisters of the flock interact with one another. Give God a hand clap of praise. Glory be to God. The doors of our Father's house are now open. If there would be one, the time is now. And the Bible says, find him while he can be found. For sure, there's going to come a time where God cannot be found. Oh, glory be to God. The doors of my Father's house are still open.
We'll save you just now. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him. Just now.
Amen. Amen. Who here know that sometimes you had to break tradition? Amen. That what Jesus was trying to teach us. Sometimes you had to break tradition, amen, in order to get God's will done. Because sometimes tradition would stop God from doing what God needed to do. Amen. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Our Father God, we come now to say thank you, Master, for this awesome day where you have brought us another beautiful soul into this church. Thank you, Master, for what you said to us, because love is real. And what we must understand as children of God, you cannot separate yourself from love. Love shall always be with us because you are love. God is love. The scripture shares with us that he is love. Love is his nature. So if you're a child of God, you should be able to love. And he goes as far as to tell us not to love like the Pharisees love, which they only love those who love them. But we ought to be able to love those who do not love us back. Agape love is not a reciprocal love. It's not depending on what the response is of the person who's receiving it. It only depends on who is the one who is giving it. And God requires that all of us as Christians give agape love to one another. So we pray that as we leave this place, that we go in love and that we share love with a world who is loveless. We ask now these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's holy name, we do now pray. Let the heart say amen.